Moses, A Saga of Ambition and the Fight for a Black State by Caleb Gale. You can find Caleb Gale's conversation with KPR's Matthew Algio and a longer version of this conversation on kansaspublicradio.org. I'm Kay McIntyre. KPR Presents is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's the latest news from NPR and Weekend Edition Saturday. The time is 7 o'clock.
It is clear that Putin has started on a new level testing NATO and a new level provocation.
Estonia says Russian military jets violated its airspace on Friday, just a week after Russian drones entered Polish airspace. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A telecommunications company in Kansas was discontinuing the email that many farmers and businesses use. As Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports, it marks the end of an era for many rural Kansans.
Pioneer Communications is a local company in western Kansas that provides internet, TV, and phone services in the rural area. The company said in a news release that it will no longer support their email service for customers because it's increasingly challenging to maintain. That leaves many farmers and rural residents looking for a new and non-local email service. The company is reminding rural users their email is likely connected to their banks, healthcare portals, and workplaces. Users will have until next June to transfer their emails. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A U.S. district judge ruled that the organization Students for Justice in Palestine at the University of Missouri can participate in the school's annual homecoming parade next weekend. The judge determined yesterday that University of Missouri System President Moon Choi violated the group's First Amendment rights when he denied its parade application. Choi cited safety concerns, but the judge found that was not legitimate enough to infringe on a freedom of speech. Ahmed Kaki, who represented the group in court, said the students showed courage.
We obviously think that the court had done the right thing by allowing them in and holding that the university's decision to exclude them in the first place was unconstitutional viewpoint discrimination.
The University of Missouri declined to comment on the ruling. We'll have a look at the area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
Cloudy skies today with a 40% chance of rain later this morning. We're looking at highs today in the mid-70s. Cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, a good chance of rain, highs in the mid-70s. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Hard to believe it's been 40 years, but Farm Aid, the annual concert that supports family farms in the U.S., is celebrating its 40th anniversary. We'll hear from Jesse Wells, one of the musicians performing at this weekend's concert. Farm Aid turns 40. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Mostly cloudy skies today with a 20% chance of showers, thunderstorms, mostly late this morning. Highs today in the mid-70s, light winds from the south. Cloudy skies overnight tonight with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s. And then for tomorrow, we've got a very good chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-70s. It's 62 and cloudy in Chanute, 67 in Emporia, 62 degrees in Manhattan, 63 in Topeka. Here in Lawrence, it's 64 degrees. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
And BJ Lederman does our theme music. This is NPR News.
Children as young as 3 years old can develop body image concerns. Author Susan Verde takes that on in her new picture book, Body Beautiful.
I just felt like if I could get to kids a little bit earlier, maybe we could interrupt some of these concerns that they have at such a young age.
Talking to kids about all the weird and wonderful things our bodies are built to do on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Author Michael Chabon won a Pulitzer Prize for his novel, The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay. Now that book has been adapted for opera. It opens tomorrow at the Metropolitan Opera. We'll hear about that coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering fieldwork fun with K-Pop Sunday, September 21st, in front of Dyke Hall. Activities for all ages, including paleontology, biology, and meteorology. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Speaking of music, join us this afternoon for KPR's Classics by Request with Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock. It's the fun classical music show where you pick the playlist. This week we pay tribute to some dear KPR supporters and loved ones with beautiful requests like Pachelbel's Canon and more. That's this afternoon on KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station. Opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday. The latest news from NPR, just a little over a minute and a half away. We'll have news from the KPR newsroom as well. And then later today on 105 Live, we'll be highlighting the Kaw Valley Jukebox. Brad Allen and Kevin Corcoran of the Lawrence Public Library share some of their favorite tracks and tell us all about this unique collection of music from around Northeast Kansas. Nix Carswell is your host for 105 Live today at 5 o'clock.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded.
Your executive order would allow only two designations on passports, male and female. The administration asked the Supreme Court to block a lower court order that until now has prevented the Trump policy from going into effect. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Flights in and out of Kansas City are back on schedule this morning following the delays of dozens of flights yesterday. The Kansas City Star reports that the airport was affected by an FAA equipment outage at air traffic control. Airports in Texas, including Dallas-Fort Worth and Dallas-Love Field, also grounded and diverted flights after reporting equipment outages. Those ground stops continue this morning. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran says applications are open for rural hospitals facing challenges following cuts to Medicaid in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service has this report.
Moran says he tried to counteract the financial losses with an emergency fund for hospitals at risk of closure. $50 billion will be available to all states to try and make up the $137 billion rural hospitals will lose over the next decade. Half of that fund will go to the states equally. The other half will be distributed to specific rural health clinics through grants from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Funds from the program will be allocated to approved states over 5 years, with $10 billion available each year. Kansas clinics must submit detailed rural health transformation plans for improving access to care by November 5th. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
It was a blowout last night for the Kansas City Royals. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays 20-1. They play their second in the series at 6:10 this evening.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
Mostly cloudy skies today with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms later this morning. Highs today in the mid-70s. Light winds from the south. Cloudy skies overnight tonight with, again, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s. Showers likely with possibly a thunderstorm tomorrow. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with Lawrence Opera Theater for a night of music and cocktails. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. September 26th. Tickets at masellisonline.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, it's Saturday Sports with sports writer Howard Bryan. He and Scott Skyman will discuss the remaining games in the Major League Baseball season and the tush push, how it's dividing NFL fans. That and much more ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. The best way to start your day is with a good breakfast. The best way for KPR to start our fall membership drive is with our Power Breakfast. Friday morning from 7 to 8:30, your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. There's no better way for you to make your pledge to KPR go farther. Join us Friday morning for our Power Breakfast here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics. Saturday, September 27, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the mid-70s. It's 64 in Atchison, 65 with some drizzle in Emporia, 64 in Manhattan.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
It's just not going to be the same.
It's just sad because it's like now it's going to take, you know, longer to do things, you know, that kind of thing. You know, we had to sell our cars because we couldn't afford it anymore.
Tamar Veach of Cottage Grove, Oregon. Publishers Clearinghouse did not respond to NPR's request for comment. And are you Team Conrad or Team Jeremiah? That's the question fans of the TV drama The Summer I Turned Pretty have mulled over all this season. Later today on All Things Considered, a deep dive into the love triangle that Belly finds herself in. You can tune in on your radio or tell your smart speaker to play NPR. This is NPR News.
I've got three kids and a Sunday morning radio show to host. So when I heard about Early Birds Club, a dance party for ladies who want to get down and also get to bed on time, I said, sign me up.
One woman said to me once, if this were a cult, I would join.
Come dance with me Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join our dance party tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock. It's Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Saturday. Coming up on Weekend Edition, a new posthumous collection from David McCullough. History Matters. It's just been published. We'll talk with John Meacham and Dory McCullough Lawson about this new book, History Matters. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on KPR. Speaking of books, hope you'll join us at the Kansas Book Festival later today. It's taking place, actually it starts in about 20 minutes at Washburn University campus in Topeka. It's free and the public is invited.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Support for NPR comes dignitymemorial.com. And from the NPR Wine Club, now shipping to additional states. Whether purchasing a few wines or joining the wine club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5.
Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up, and then stay with us for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock. A big thank you to everyone who showed up at KPR's event with Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me scorekeeper Bill Curtis on Thursday evening. If you missed it, he'll be at the Kansas Book Festival at noon today. He's giving the address, keynote address, at noon. You can find a complete schedule at kansasbookfestival.com.
Support for KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center, presenting Legally Blonde, the